This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Security forces shot dead three people during nationwide protests in Sudan on Saturday, according to a doctor's committee, as hundreds of thousands of people demanded the restoration of a civilian-led government after a military coup. In Khartoum, security forces used tear gas and gunfire to try to disperse a huge crowd after protesters had been setting up a stage and discussing the possibility of a sit-in. The Central Committee of Sudanese Doctors said three protesters were shot dead by security forces in Omdurman. It said 38 people were injured, including some by gunfire. Sudanese police have denied shooting protesters during the demonstrations, saying on state TV that one policeman sustained gunshot wounds. The demonstrations marked the biggest challenge to General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan since he ousted the country's prime minister and his cabinet on Monday. The United States and the European Union are settling a diplomatic rift over Trump-era steel and aluminum tariffs, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The White House says the tariffs won't be removed entirely, but under a new agreement with the EU, some quantity of European steel and aluminum will be allowed to enter the U.S. without tariffs. In exchange, the EU is dropping retaliatory tariffs and will ensure steel entering the U.S. via Europe is produced entirely in Europe. The Trump administration imposed the tariffs in 2018, claiming foreign steel and aluminum were a threat to U.S. national security. That justification outraged Europeans and other allies, prompting counter-tariffs on an array of U.S.-made goods, including motorcycles, bourbon, peanut butter, and jeans. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News.